One of the pieces of important information we struggled to convey was exactly when Half-Life Alyx is set within the series timeline. Whilst we tried to reflect it carefully in many of the world details, it was never 100% successful during playtests. Eventually, we decided it was too important to be left to the players to figure out, and so we put it in our opening text crawl. The Citadel's incomplete state did provide us with an early opportunity to reinforce the timeline visually. Half-Life Alyx takes place 5 years before the events of Half-Life 2, in which the towering Citadel represents the Combine seat of power. As we see here, however, early Combine infrastructure is a cluttered mess of cables and unusual structures sprawled all over the city, surrounding the Citadel's construction, and served as a useful indicator of the time frame. We went on to reinforce this impression in other places throughout the following level. Combine architecture tends to be abstract in scale and form, so we included some familiar visual clichés of human construction: the large external scaffolds, some distinction of floor levels, rows of small lights, and the tidying of the silhouette into more structured vertical elements, trying to strike a balance between capturing the alien nature of the Citadel whilst grounding its construction in enough familiarity to better understand its size and state. Large sweeping vistas such as this one proved an interesting challenge in virtual reality. Their distance from the viewer means they don't benefit from stereoscopic vision the way that small close-up objects do. Because of this, the small objects on the balcony often draw the attention of the players before they've even noticed the imposing structure in the distance. If we moved the Citadel too close, it felt absurdly huge and difficult to take in. Yet placed alone on the horizon, it felt two-dimensional and flat. We found the solution in filling the space between the viewer and the distant structure with many scale references. The city itself, huge supply cables leading towards the vanishing point, large repeated Combine buildings, heavy pollution fog, careful lighting, and all the animated elements, especially the helicopter whose sound begins in the fade-in. All these were carefully composed to help draw the attention of the player to the Citadel first, before letting their attention wander to take in the details of the city, and settle ultimately on the inviting items here on the balcony.